The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, welcome back to Curry and Claypool. We took a short break.
Somebody just died.
I was mentioning being up in Memphis last night. Yes. And I had me a Marcone
walk. Were you walking?
That's like you're gonna hear that John Mellencamp song all the time when you're and there's a lot of songs about Indiana.
Yeah.
Indiana, Tom Petty. Music.
Yes.
And so I was just waiting, and I think I heard "Walking to Memphis" like probably 50 times last night, which I was
where?
Down.
Where?
Everywhere. I heard it in bars. I heard it on the radio.
Well, it's like you go. What is it? Elton John, Philadelphia.
It's too
freedom.
Easy. Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like if you're. Some people might go, "Come on, Sweet Home Alabama, the state of Alabama." It's too easy. You know, you need to be more creative. Sometimes just slam dunk it.
So good.
Just sometimes just slam dunk it. And there's a song "Walking in Memphis," which is a big hit.
That's
played.
A great song.
And so you knew you were going to hear a bunch of that. But, you know, it's weird because Lisa Marie Presley just died.
Yeah.
And all the dirt's coming out on her. Jeez, man, leave her alone. Let her body get cold, for God's sake. She's 54 years old.
I know.
We're finding out that she blew like $100 million worth of Elvis's stuff, and then she's leaving the Graceland mansion.
To the kids,
and they're broke. And I'm like, they're not broke. There's 100 million people that go to Graceland every day. But you're pulling into Memphis last night, or yesterday afternoon, and you see the sign for Graceland, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
And I've seen it before, but for some reason, and maybe it was because Lisa Marie just died.
Yeah.
The fact that it's so close...
You're right. Right. It feels far away.
Yeah, and you're seeing a sign...
Yep.
It's almost like the first time, if you've never been to Hollywood, the first time you see the Hollywood sign, you're kind of like, wow. And you kind of feel like
it's actually kind of dumpy.
Yeah, it is. You feel like a dork because you want to take a picture of it. You know, my son wanted to take a picture of the Beale Street sign. I was like, yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Be touristy, dude. I mean, this is super cool. And of course, Jerry Lee Lewis's place is right across the street, and they had a big banner celebrating his life. But I saw that, and then I thought, well, that's pretty cool. And I almost thought, you know, we got an hour. Let's go to Graceland. I've never been to Graceland, and I should. I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when they had his exhibit, which was incredible. They had the toilet that he was sitting on when he died. It was pretty crazy. And the TV that I shot. Yeah, they put a bullet through the TV. And then St. Jude's Research Hospital is right near that exit.
Yes, it is.
And I see their commercials like, St. Jude's is great. I used to do a lot of fundraising for them. And then, you know, I see Sun Records Studios exit. I'm like, dude, man, I forgot how iconic this town was.
And that's just
those three things. Then you throw in the fact that Elvis lived there from the point he was 12 or 13 on, and then the Beale Street.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, it was super cool.
My kid almost went to school there.
Yeah.
Rhodes.
I went to...
Rhodes College.
I went to this place called the Tin Roof. It was pouring down rain when we got out of the parking deck around 5 o'clock, and the doors opened at 6. I said, let's go walk Beale Street. It was pouring down rain.
Isn't that part of the song?
Yeah.
Isn't he walking in the rain?
In the pouring rain, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's another reason they were playing the song. It went into this place, man. It took me back about 20 years because I've worked about every nightclub here in Birmingham.
This is so great when you're asleep to 5. Because you're just like, you're somewhere between, you're like punch drunk.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to.
Just lean. I can't wait to do live TV.
And so I walk in this place. And I don't know, you know, I saw B.B. King's place and the Peabody, you know, all the places in Memphis that are just iconic. And then you have these places that are newer that try to look iconic. Like they ask people to sign the walls and put pictures of stuff on the bathroom walls. And to camp it up to kind of fit in.
You can't make iconic. You have to evolve iconic.
And of course, my son, who's not a germaphobe, but he's a little anxious.
He's like me. That's like me.
He's got to check the doors before he leaves the house, kind of guy. And so he's walking in the bathroom and he's like,
it's gross.
And I said, isn't this great?
he's like,
where's the toilet paper? I said, on the floor. He's like, what? And I said, yeah. I said, don't they have toilets? I said, no. No doors, no nothing. I said, no, this is. And I just felt really comfortable there.
Yeah, I feel like it didn't go over well for him.
Just no, he kind of, yeah, he wasn't used to be, no, you're right.
Just knowing your son and knowing what I can see you fully embracing it. And
is this place iconic? He said, oh, yeah, this is. Yeah. And there was a couple that was in their 80s eating dinner in there.
Because it's iconic.
And then there was, of course, the guy that was drunk and he had this big, tall thing and it was pouring down. And so I said, yeah, this is iconic. This place has been. He goes, what makes it so special? I said, well, first of all, it's been here for a long time. It's got plenty of great stories. There was a band playing pretty much the entire time we were there. And it's pouring down rain. Was empty. And then I said, we're going to get something to eat. He goes, I'm not eating here. I said, what? He goes, I'm not eating.
I love your son.
I said, son, I said, this is where the best food in Memphis is. So you're going to find the best. He's like, I'm not. This is disgusting.
What'd you get?
We got sloppy nachos. And it was the best nachos I'd ever had. And his face was in it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He was like, this is awesome. I was like, I know. And he goes, Dad, these are the places you used to work. I said, oh, yeah. Right. I know the Upside Down Plaza.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. The Upside Down Plaza and the Nick. And, I mean, it just brought back a lot of memories for me.
Yeah, can you see yourself?
It was almost like a dream where I was looking down at myself while I was in
the... Because you're old enough to know, this is like you're saying about wake and bake, porn.
Upper deck.
That, right, no, this is like, you, this is...
Norms, ugh. You take somebody in the norms, man, if they're not ready for norms, they're like, what are you talking, I'm like, dude, this place.
See, you love that stuff.
Well, I embraced it. Yeah. Because that was my listening audience.
That's true.
And they loved it, and so I loved it, and it didn't bother me. And if you didn't like a place like Norm's, you weren't ready for that type of life.
No, you weren't part of the Curtis plan.
Hey, happy birthday. Speaking of Memphis and Tennessee, Dolly Parton turned 77 today.
I thought somehow she was older. I think because she's so, you know, made up, and that's her thing, and she owns that. Or I feel like whether she was 75 or 82.
Yeah.
Or anything in between, she's still going to look exactly the same. What's going to be most interesting to me about Dolly Parton, because she is getting older, is at what point, and they've done documentaries with her about, you know, she's like, this is what I do. At what point is she, this is sad to say, but like not going to be able to look kind of the same?
Yeah.
Some point.
Because I don't think she'll ever, talk about a submissive and super successful businesswoman. I mean, but that's growing up. She had a huge family. They were broke. They had their own running water. But is there ever a point where she's like, you know what? I'm tired of spending 3 hours a day getting ready.
Well, that's what I mean.
It takes her 3 hours to get ready.
I know. But see.
But she likes that.
I've seen the interviews with her. That brings her life, right? Like,
she enjoys looking nice for people. She enjoys getting out her wigs. You know what also does that? And I know you hate her. Judge Judy, for all the crass, in your face, your wrong type of thing she does, she is very, not submissive, that's the wrong word, I hate the word.
She has a good relationship with her husband, right?
She takes a lot of pride in looking nice for her husband.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what?
Because
they're like, she's probably about a billionaire. She makes more money in syndication than any other person in television right now. She makes like $60 or $70 million a year. And they were asking her about what's your regular, and she's like, I spend a couple hours getting ready. It's not like she wears a ton of makeup. But she's like, I do it to make sure I look nice for my husband, and I want to make sure that, you know, he does it for me. And I think this...
Is he slumpy looking?
No, he's a classy looking older guy.
Good.
They've been together for forever.
See, now that's different. See, like, my grandparents were that way. Yep. My grandmother went and had her hair done.
I know, right?
Once a week.
Don't you love that?
Well, my grandfather was, he was a car dealer, owned a car dealership. He was from Connecticut. He was classic. He had hair, black, salt and pepper, black hair, gray, Brooks Brothers suits, right? Even on the weekends, he would wear his, he called them dungarees, but he'd wear his jeans. He was unshaven on the weekends, but just unshaven. Everything else was clean.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have a manicure once a week. And he always smelled nice.
When he wore sweatpants, he tucked his shirt in?
He didn't even wear sweatpants. He wore, he's a little older, he wore like jumpsuits.
But some guys, you know, they wear sweatpants, man.
He looked, I always said, he and my grandmother looked presidential.
Yeah.
And God, well, I like the Bidens.
Yeah.
Not schlumpy. No schlumpy.
Yeah.
I love that. I absolutely. I love that.
I mean, it's not so much looking good for someone else. It's having self-respect to.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I like, and I'm certainly not in this group, but like on weekends, I keep my routine. Like if I got nothing going on Saturdays, I still get up and take a shower and brush my teeth and do all the regular things.
But clean is good.
Yeah. Clean is good. I was going to wear sweatpants today because you can't see what I'm wearing. And I was like, I can't wear sweatpants.
You're going to be on TV. Yeah. You always, yeah, you're always like, did you shave this morning?
I did. Oh, dude, I got the electric razor.
Oh, that's why it's very cool.
For the first time in 56 years, I'm using an electric razor. It's awesome. You know what's great about it? Watch this.
What are you doing? Oh, I thought you were going to go close to the camera.
No.
Oh, my God. This is a very special Curry and Clampo.
I took so long to do this.
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Because I hate shaving, you know?
Yeah, that's nice.
I hate shaving. And because I do the lather, but there's nothing better than a lather shave. No. I mean, it's just true. But, you know.
Yeah, it's
And my dad always used electric razor. Yeah. And I was like, but just to get up in the morning like this and you're done, it's like, that's killer.
Yeah.
And sometimes it gets me out of bed.
You just got a little schmutzy.
That must have missed your time. Anyway, I heard
this. This is an iconic Curry Claypool, by the way.
Janis Joplin would have been today?
76.
80. Be close.
Okay.
She's
dead.
she's part of the 27 Club.
Yes. Yep.
I don't know if I wanted her to make it to 80.
No.
You know, it's always interesting, too, because Jimi Hendrix is known as the greatest guitarist of our time. And I
think it's because he...
And I think a lot of it only has to do with the fact that we never knew how good he could actually be.
Or bad. Not bad, or...
That's what I mean.
All right,
when someone's going like this with their career and it stops,
you don't get
you
to
only
see.
Assume it's going to go like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Elvis was interesting since we're talking about Memphis.
Well, because
it was like this, and then it went like this, and then it went up, you know, and then he's
But then it went back down again.
Yeah, towards the end.
Yeah, I mean, we saw him when he was just... It was a mess.
Yeah, the fat Elvis, skinny Elvis.
Well, fat, bloated.
But Janis Joplin was known as one of the greatest rockers of our time. Yeah. I always wonder if she'd lived another 20 years, would we look at her the same way? And I can't help but think we probably wouldn't. Because when we lose people at an early life, it adds to their legendary, iconic status.
When did,
James Dean's another example.
Yes.
Dude was what, 20? Was he 27? Part of the 27 Club?
Yeah.
Around there, 24, 25?
What is it?
He made two movies.
Die Fast?
Yeah. Rebel Without a Cause. I mean, he was huge. Mm-hmm. And then he died, and all of a sudden, he's known as one of these iconic...
Because he's dead. There's a mystery to it. We don't know.
Marilyn Monroe.
What?
Marilyn Monroe.
That's right.
She's worth more money dead than she'll ever be worth a lot.
Yeah.
So she would have been 80. Robert Palmer. I love Robert Palmer.
Was he 78?
He would have been 74 today. Died 19 years ago.
Oh, that's right.
And Junior Seau would have been 54 today. He died 11 years ago. Yeah. I heard it.
Go ahead. You know, Pete Buttigieg is 41.
And Pete Buttigieg is also, I was not going to mention him because I didn't think anybody really cared.
He's 41.
Oh, man, no one cares about Pete Buttigieg. No one gives a squat.
Okay.
You do. You're into politics.
Well, no. He's a Truman Scholar, Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah.
Veteran.
Nice. Okay. Today's also... Today's also Women's Healthy Weight Day. You want to go anywhere there?
No, I'm not on Fox today. That would have been a good. What is it? You don't have even go any deeper than that.
I did. So, what do you think right now in 2023? And I got the men's too, which is pretty interesting. What's the average women's height of an American woman right now in this country? This is your boy.
I always get this wrong because I always think it's taller. 5'4"?
5'4".
Yeah, which is...
And then I haven't seen a woman weigh herself in probably 20 years.
So the weight...
No, when I got first...
We got to be really careful here because we are going to fall... Depending on what we say, we are going to fall into the whole less than ideal...
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think any guy knows how much his wife weighs. I think we've all dated women that were 110, 120 pounds when we were younger.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't think we have a good sense. I think we are only good at the tail ends.
Yeah, we know that we're pushing 220, 230. But we just assume that since women are in stature are much smaller and they're more petite.
Yeah.
And they don't eat as much as we do.
That they everything's have. One right. We always
you know think, what the average weight of a woman in the United States is right now?
Well, average, because we have obesity.
Average weight.
Right. So we got to take into account obesity problem, which is going to bump that average up. Mm-hmm. Right. So 150, 160.
The average weight of a woman in this country.
In this country, 150, 160.
Is what the average weight of a man was in this country in 1960, and that's 170 pounds.
See, but that okay. Let's talk about that for just a second.
Yeah.
That number is inflated, that's a bad pun, by obesity as well, right? That's I would love to know, not to give
you... We know that 30% of Americans are morbidly obese.
Right, so that's going to pull on. I would love to know the median, right? The middle weight. Because 170, what's the average of men then? 220?
The average man in 1960 was 170 pounds. This is kind of amazing. How tall is the average man in this country?
Now?
Yeah.
5'9".
We've gained an inch since 1960. We're getting taller.
That's good.
Our feet are getting bigger too.
Good.
The average man weighs 198 pounds.
See, that's
which is really
that's totally.
That's the weight I'm supposed to be at.
Right, but you're 6'5".
I'm 6'4", and I should be at 198 pounds.
Right.
Now I'm at 213 or whatever I feel.
Right. But that's 5'9", 198.
But I think if I go poop today, I could get it down to about 198.
You're so cute.
Since I haven't gone, it's so stinking.
How much do you weigh?
214.
How much do you think I weigh?
See, you're 180.
186.
Yeah. And I'm supposed to weigh 12 pounds more than you.
Yeah, but you're about 5 inches taller than
me. I know, but that's why
I'm shrinking.
But your muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah, but my weight hasn't fluctuated. My wife hates me. My weight has not fluctuated much more than 15 pounds.
No, my driver's license is 210. That was when I was 16.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I got up to 235.
I hit 200 one time. Ooh. I was trying to. I had been working out a lot. And I'd been eating a lot, and I was probably a little chunky. I was in my 20s,
yeah.
And I got to 193.
Yeah,
I was like, I've never been 200. I'm gonna see if I can get to 200. Now that's that is that's skewed by the number of morbidly obese people.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I would love to know what we think the average weight of a woman should be.
Yeah,
what we think.
I would think most guys.
Right.
Would take a stab, unless their wives are really big. I would bet that they would guess they're about 140 pounds.
That's what, yeah.
They're really probably pushing 160, 165.
Yeah, that's exactly.
But again, if you feel, and there was a thing I did yesterday, or the day before, Noom, these weight loss
companies, with Noom, it's healthy eating and psychology.
Well, now we got all these pills, right? We got all these pills. Yeah. I saw something on Fox News the other night about, and we'll be on Fox News at 9:30 this morning, by the way, talking about bachelor parties. We were supposed to be on last week, but we got preempted thanks to Mother Nature. There's these pills that are for heart disease and diabetic people. Yeah,
exactly.
And people are losing weight.
No, listen, it is a...
And now they're using it to lose weight.
It is a game changer. It is... This drug could really be... a cure for obesity. One of the things
it's not created to be.
I understand
for obesity.
That,
the problem is, according to the study, is the minute you go off of it,
have to think about. There are definitely we are learning so much about obesity and the whole thing about diet and exercise or nutrition exercise is all you need and there are genetic components. There are insulin. Resistance components. I mean, we are learning that obesity for so many people is a chronic condition that they were predisposed to develop, and that despite their best efforts, right? That there are people who do everything they need to do,
yeah,
and they are still obese.
Yeah,
And so one of the things that we're learning is that there may be medications that change our metabolism, change insulin resistance. It's so much more complicated than you're fat because you sit around and you exercise. You don't exercise and you don't eat good.
Yeah.
We got a lot of people who do that.
Yeah.
But I feel for the ones who do everything they need to do and it's still not there. And that's where this medication like this could be. You know, that's like saying, if you got heart disease, hypertension.
Yeah.
You need to live healthier.
Yeah.
Well, the genetic loading on hypertension for a lot of people, they do everything they need to do, they still have high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm off my soapbox now.
No, that's fine. And I mean, we love to eat. It's part of what we do.
Yeah, but you can eat, you and I are probably good examples. You and I can generally eat most of what we want.
Yeah.
We eat generally healthy, and our weight doesn't do much one way or the other. There are people who cannot do that. I mean, they can eat the same things that we would eat, and they'll gain 15 pounds.
Yeah, it's a lot like our credit. It's really easy to screw it up, but it's really hard to get it back.
Well, here's the other thing that we've learned is that individuals who are obese, who've had to diet and drop that weight and go back and up and go at the yo-yo dieting and the yo-yo weight, it ends up changing your brain's satiety center, changes the metabolism, and so you can get yourself literally to a point where your body will not allow you to stay at a certain level because it's trying to predict, oh God, we're going to go into starvation mode again. Here we go. And it's very sad.
I always think it's interesting because I'll see somebody that works out like every day for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in great shape. Mm-hmm. But they're not that much different.
No.
I don't think they look that much different than I do. I don't work out. I used to work out.
Well, you got good genes.
I do. And I'm tall. And when you're tall, you can pull it off.
Yep.
A lot of people aren't tall. When you're tall, you just always look like you're skinny because you're tall. Because you're up against other people that are...
Yeah, you're getting to the point where you're going to get...
Huh? What?
We got to work on your health.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Oh, that's what I want to mention yesterday. 78% of people in this country say they feel healthy right now.
Of course.
How's that possible?
Well, you feel good. You're getting used to it.
But also 30% of people said they give up sex and their vacation, their two-week vacation to lose 20 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
Well, 70, but that's because we've gotten used to feeling like crap.
But I think healthy is, I think fat is the new healthy.
Well, no, not fat, just not starvation skinny. And we're also used to not feeling great. We're used to having aches and pains and all kinds of things that we shouldn't have because that's the way we live our life. We tend to be sleep deprived, sedentary, musculoskeletal problems, somewhat overweight, and people say they feel healthy because that's
where they feel.
Right.
Yeah.
You could feel much better. You could be much healthier.
Yeah. We'll be on Fox 6 this morning talking about bachelor parties. We had the story I wanted to get into last week. We talked about it here on Curry and Claypo.
It's going to be so good.
It is going to be good. We're going to have to get back into that. Maybe we'll get into that coming up on the other side because the whole tradition, it's part of what we do. It's part of our culture. Bachelor party.
In general. We've always done it this way.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about it coming up here next year on the Curry and Claypo.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.